Hey guys, welcome back to Panji Jenny Gosney. I am not Jenny.
Yeah, where is Jenny?
Jenny is off avenging someone.
Avenging. Oh, good one. Because we are talking about the Avengers today.
That's right. So, did we say our names? I'm Adam.
I'm Connor.
Okay, and we are going to avenge all sorts of language problems today.
That's right, that's right. First of all, we're talking about the title of the movie.
Right. Now, everybody knows the Avengers. They are super popular all over the world. But there's a lot of questions that people have about not only the movie, the characters, but really just how to say the word properly.
Right. The Avengers.
Okay, so we've got this V.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. V can be kind of difficult.
Yeah. Very difficult.
Very difficult. So you can say Avengers, of course.
Uh-huh.
People will understand you.
Yeah, you could say Avengers.
Avengers. But if you really want to make that V sound, the V, you almost want to bite your lip.
Yeah, bite your lip. Oh. Your bottom lip on your top teeth.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, Avengers.
Mm, Avengers.
Okay, the next question we always get is avenge. This is a word, but there's also a word revenge.
Right. Avenge and revenge are very similar, but there's a little difference. So, avenge is a verb, right?
Right, exactly. You avenge someone.
Right, but revenge can be a verb or a noun.
Yes, so here's where it gets tricky, because you don't... Let's say that Connor hurt my father.
Mm.
I would say, Father, I want to avenge you. But when I say, Father, I want to avenge you, what I mean is, I'm going to take revenge on Connor.
Oh, okay, take revenge. That's a good point. We usually say take revenge.
Right, or have revenge.
Have revenge.
Get revenge.
Yeah, get revenge, exactly.
There's a lot of them, but the important thing is, remember, the person who was wronged, that is the person you avenge.
Yes.
The person who did the wrong is the person you want to get revenge, have revenge, take revenge on.
That's exactly right. So in this case, the Avengers, they are avenging who?
Well, that's a good question, because I keep saying a person, right?
Yeah,
a person.
Yeah.
The thing about avenge is you can also avenge just any kind of wrong, or we can say injustice.
Oh, injustice. Good word. So you could say they're avenging the world.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. Now, before we move on to the characters in this movie, there is another really great expression we should talk about. Get back at someone.
Right. So this is the everyday spoken English version of taking revenge.
Right. Because actually, avenge, I don't know how often I say avenge in my daily life.
Yeah, it's quite formal.
Right, exactly. But, of course, you will see it in movies and stories.
Yeah, yeah. I will avenge you.
I will avenge you, Father. But get back at. I mean, this can be friends.
Yes, exactly. Like if Adam steals my cookie. You know, he loves cookies. I can say, well, I'm going to get back at you.
Right. He can steal my shoes or something else.
Because I love shoes.
He loves shoes, right?
All right. So that's revenge. That's avenge. But let's get back to the title. So it's The Avengers, but there is a subtitle.
Okay.
And the subtitle is Endgame.
Endgame.
So Endgame has two meanings. We're not talking about games. It has two meanings. One of them is like the final stage.
Okay.
And the second meaning is like your final goal.
Right. What's your end game here?
Yeah. Like if I want to get a job as a, I don't know, a hotel concierge.
Okay.
What's my end game? What is my goal?
Right. Maybe your end game is to become the CEO of the hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or the mat. Yeah, yeah. Or just the manager.
Or the manager. Okay. Well, that's all right. We all have different end games. No problem. No problem. Now, one thing about this movie, the Avengers Endgame, is there are literally thousands of characters in
it. Right. That's right. So, first of all, probably the main character is, we all know this guy, Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah, exactly. So this is Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He is a billionaire.
Yep.
What else do we say about him?
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
Yep, yep.
And he is a philanthropist.
Ooh, philanthropist.
Yeah.
That means he helps people.
Right. He loves people, and so he helps them.
Yeah. Usually by giving them a lot of his money.
But he hasn't given any to us yet.
Not yet. So there's Iron Man. There's also Black Widow.
Oh, okay. Black Widow. So this is Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, and she is one of the female characters. She's really good at fighting.
Yes, she is. Now, keep in mind here, the word widow, it looks a lot like window.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It is not Black Widow.
No, it's Black Widow, and it's actually a kind of spider.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Right, but she's a human. Next, we're moving on to another main character, Captain America.
Okay, so this is really, really important, guys. You all know who Captain America is, but it's not American Captain.
No, no. Captain America.
Right, right.
It's kind of a funny name, but anyway, it's Captain America.
Captain America. Do we have Captain Canada?
Captain, oh, I wish. I wish.
You could be Captain Canada.
Sure. And so most of the characters just call him, hey, Cap.
Cap, exactly.
Cap.
Exactly. So Captain is a great word because you don't actually have to be a captain
right.
to be called Captain.
Right. I could buy a boat and
right.
then I'm a captain.
Hey, Captain Connor. Yeah, it is really funny. Because we do often just say Cap, but
mm-hmm.
another way that we make this word easier to say is Cap'n.
Cap'n. Cap'n. Oh, yeah.
Cap'n.
Cap'n. Cap'n, yeah. Okay, and so another thing that's not so easy to say is the next character's name, Thor.
Thor, exactly, exactly. So Thor, we all know, is the god.
Yeah, yeah, of thunder, of lightning. Yeah, he's kind of the sexy one, if I want to say.
If I do say so.
If I do say.
Yeah, he's definitely good looking, definitely, yeah. definitely powerful.
Yeah.
But his name yeah. is kind of difficult to pronounce for some people.
Yeah, it's like the TH at the end of the word bath.
Bath.
Right.
Right.
So if you can practice this one, you put your tongue between your teeth and say...
Right. Now, a lot of people don't really realize this, but actually a lot of native speakers don't really realize this. The sound of in Thor is different than the sound of TH in the.
Right. In the word the, your voice is on, right?
Right.
It's making sound.
Right.
The. Yeah, no. It's not Thor.
Right.
It's Thor. Quiet. Thor, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so that is something that is worth practicing, and fortunately, we have another TH one to practice with.
That's right. The next one is Thanos.
Thanos.
Yeah. Now, this is not a hero.
Mm.
This is the bad guy.
He is a bad guy, or we could also say one of the villains.
The villains, yes, yes. He is the main villain, in fact. He's also a really big guy, and he's purple.
And he's purple.
Yeah, yeah, he's purple. Yeah, yeah, he's big, and he's purple, and he's bad.
I wonder, I mean, because there are so many characters, I just wonder if they didn't have enough colors.
Colors, yeah.
They just needed a new color.
You're going to be blue, you're going to be red, and you, well, purple.
Purple. Well, our next guy, actually, he is very much green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Hulk.
The Hulk.
All right. So we have TH here. Now, remember, this is the Hulk.
Right, right. Now, it's funny here because I do hear, you know, they often call this guy the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that's his name from the comic books.
Right, exactly. But when the characters are talking to him, they don't say, hey, the Hulk. It's just Hulk.
Yeah, yeah, but the Hulk doesn't even talk very much anyway.
Hulk,
yeah.
Oh, I'm the Hulk.
Yes. Usually they talk to him by his real name when he's a human.
Right.
Know, before he changes into the Hulk.
Right. Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah. Right. Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So next we have another H name. The next one is Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Okay. So a hawk is a bird.
Mm-hmm.
It likes to kill things.
Yes. And they have very good eyesight.
Yes.
Just like this character.
Right. Now, you guys might think that this is eagle eye. Actually, we do have an expression, eagle eye.
Eagle eye, yeah.
Or have an eagle eye.
Yeah, you have good eyes.
You have good eyes. But this character is named Hawkeye. I always remember before on Saturday Night Live, they would make fun of this character.
Oh, interesting.
Because he just has the arrows.
Yeah, bows and arrows.
All the other characters have, you know, magic powers or their
iron suit.
He's got arrows.
Bows and arrows, But somehow he does really well.
Right,
he's got really fancy arrows.
Fancy arrows.
Yeah. Okay, and our next character, it actually is a little hard to believe, but he's called Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, okay. Yeah.
So we've got, like, Spider-Man, Batman. Of course, you have to have Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yes, yes. Now, just about pronunciation here, you could say Ant.
Right.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah.
I would suggest probably not stressing that T too much and just saying Ant-Man.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it easier to say, so you stop your voice. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yes. Mm.
Have you seen Ant-Man?
Oh, I have, yeah. He gets really small, like an ant, and then really big.
Really big.
Yeah, like a giant man.
giant ant, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of big, this next character was in a movie that was so big.
Mm-hmm, yeah, big like money, making lots of money.
Big like it made a lot of money, and it was just a very important movie, I think.
For sure. And that is Black Panther.
Black Panther, okay. So the question that we often get here is, why is it Black Panther and not Black Jaguar?
Yeah, well, I think that they're the same.
Like alligators and crocodiles?
Yeah, there might be a little difference, but it looks like the same animal.
Right, it's a big black cat.
A big black cat. Yeah, they're pretty cool looking cats.
Yeah.
But Black Panther, anyway, he has this really cool suit that's really strong, and he's strong, and he fights really in a strong way.
It is a very strong character in a strong group of characters.
In a strong movie.
Now, we are trying very hard here to give you guys a good list of characters. There really are so many in this movie, and we can't talk about them all. We can, however, talk about one guy who is pretty famous all around the world because he's pretty tall and British and fairly good looking.
Yeah, yes, that actor is Benedict Cumberbatch.
What a name.
Yeah. You could call him Ben.
Ben.
Benny.
But even then, still Ben Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Still a long,
funny name. Yeah. It's a bit of a strange name.
Yes, exactly.
And that's actually his character. His character's name is Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Now, not strange because he's weird. In the movie, his name is Dr. Stephen Strange. He is a doctor.
He is a doctor, right? And kind of like we were saying before about Captain America, you might want to say Strange Doctor.
Yeah.
And he might be a strange doctor, but just usually in English, when we have a title like doctor or captain, we put that before the name, right?
Yeah.
Even if this wasn't his name, even if it was like Dr. Love.
Yeah, Dr. Love. Well, that's cool too, yeah.
Right? You know, like we just, you could say Love Doctor, but it wouldn't be a title of address. You wouldn't be saying, hey, Love Doctor.
Yeah, it's like Mister.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. We don't say blah, blah, blah. Mister. It's reversed from what you guys might be used to.
Right. So he is the last on our list today, but actually he's one of the most important. He's a magician.
Ooh.
He's got magic powers.
He's got magic. Okay. Well, I don't know. This has sounded pretty magical to me today.
Yeah, for sure. This was a very magical lesson. I saw the movie and, it is so good.
Well, don't spoil it for me. I haven't actually seen it yet. I've seen all the other ones. I'm really excited about it.
Yes.
But I just don't want to know how it ends.
Yes, no spoilers. Well, it's too bad Jenny wasn't with us today, but I'm sure she'll be back here next time with you guys.
That's right. So if you have any questions or comments about the Avengers, about Captain Canada, our new character we just created.
Or Captain Connor.
Captain Connor, we would love to hear your comments.
Yes, and until next time, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye guys.